180. Paul's conversion.
One of the Jewish leaders, named Paul, went house to house looking for followers of Jesus to put them in jail. One day, he went to the head religious leader and received permission to arrest followers of Jesus in other cities. As Paul approached the city of Damascus, a bright light from heaven flashed all around him and blinded him. He fell on the ground and heard a voice say, "Why are you persecuting me?" Paul asked, "Who are you?" The voice said, "I'm Jesus. Now get up and go into the city and wait for me to tell you what to do." And then Paul got up, but he couldn't see anything. He was blind. So the men traveling with Paul took him by the hand to a house in the city, and Paul fasted and prayed for 3 days. During this time, Paul had a vision that someone would come and place his hands on him to restore his sight. And God did send someone, and Paul's sight was restored immediately. Then he was baptized and ate some food to regain his strength. Paul spent several days with the other followers of Jesus in the city, and he would go to where the Jewish people worshiped and preach that Jesus is the Son of God. They were amazed because they knew that he had come to put the followers of Jesus in jail, not help them. But Paul proved to them that Jesus is the promised Savior. After some time, Paul learned of a plot by some Jewish people to kill him, and the other believers helped him escape, and he went back to Jerusalem. At first, the followers there didn't want to meet with him because they didn't trust him. But one of the followers, named Barnabas, brought Paul to them and told them how Jesus met Paul on the road and how Paul had been speaking boldly about Jesus in Damascus. While Paul was in Jerusalem, he continued to speak about Jesus. And again, the Jewish people plotted to kill him. So when the followers of Jesus heard about this, they sent Paul to his hometown. Then there was a time of peace throughout the land, and the church grew stronger and bigger by the power of God's Spirit.